Girl Daily podcast, written by Stephanie Bond, narrated by Tegan Ashton Cohan, produced by Propeller Sound Studios. December 31st, Sunday. Swallowing my trepidation, I walked into the crowded round room of the weight loss clinic and took a chair. New Year's Eve was a veritable minefield of temptation for food addicts, so many members had come for a dose of courage. Casey gestured. Counselor, sit over here, May. Today, I'm a member, I whispered. My life was finally falling together, but I knew I had to do one more thing to get on a healing path. Before I could lose my nerve, I pushed to my feet and everyone quieted. Hello? Most of you know me as May, but my name is really Maydella. Hi, Maydella. People in the room chorused. I flinched, but forged ahead. I have an unhealthy relationship with food. It's led to so many poor decisions in my personal and professional life, you have no idea. And I want to change. I looked around at the encouraging faces of the people gathered and exhaled, releasing a lifetime of pent-up unhappiness and false control. I need your help. The end.
Hi there. This is Stephanie Bond, author of the Temp Girl Daily podcast. We're at the end of Della Culpepper's story as a temp girl, an unwanted adventure that turned out to change the trajectory of her life. Let's recap what happened this month. Things get off to a terrific start. Della's snooping leads to the takedown of a major crime ring. Her wedding date with Kyle is fast approaching. And she's even offered her old pharmaceutical sales job back, along with a fat bonus check, with a few stipulations. She's starting to think she might even miss temping. Not that it matters, since Jun Woo will be closing the agency anyway due to financial problems. Then things come to a spectacular head when Della has to come clean about her many, many lies and decide what she truly wants out of her career and for her future. On her wedding day, Della makes a decision that shows just how much she's changed from the first day we met her. And finally, we see Della confront the fact that she has let her dysfunctional relationship with food derail her entire life. And she begins to heal. Don't you just love a happy ending? I know I do. Now that the Temp Girl story has ended and is available to binge in its entirety, I hope you'll share a screenshot of the podcast with friends who might have missed out. If you haven't already, please leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts so more people can find Temp Girl. Thank you so much for listening to the Temp Girl Daily Podcast. Please stay subscribed so you'll be the first to know if I release another fiction podcast. Meanwhile, check the show notes for links to some of my other projects in ebook, print, and full-length audiobooks. Also, once again, stay tuned for the full version of the Temp Girl theme song, Breakaway, performed by Young Presidents. Bye for now.